Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to Commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says Email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Now, you might notice my voice is a little raspy today. No, I did not go to a concert last night and scream a lot. I just got a little bit of a cold. And having a cold and being a national radio host is like the worst thing. So just bear with me as we get through the show. I always like to start with something fun. And tech can now help you walk faster, right? There's a startup called Shift Robotics. And they invented a pair of shoes that it says will help you walk 250% faster. Here's all the tech. There are some sensors in the shoes that collect data on your gait. And then they employ machine learning algorithms that use data to control the speed at which these eight motorized wheels at the bottom of each shoe rotate. Yes, I said eight wheels at the bottom of each shoe. Think like roller skates. The average walking speed is 2 to 4 miles per hour or 20 minutes a mile. But with these eight wheels at the bottom of each shoe, you're going to go 7 miles per hour or just 8.6 minutes to walk a mile. Now, in case you want to buy these and you know that you're not going to fall or get crazy on them, $1,400. That's right, $1,400 for these high-tech roller skates. Let me tell you, I'm never going to buy these. It's not that I would fall, because I'm really a bit of a cheapskate. Ooh, yes, that's right. Hey, I'm Kim Commando. You've tapped into the nation's largest, most trusted source for all things digital. It's a fun show. It's a great podcast. And you're about to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And you can find my award-winning show on over 425 top radio stations all throughout the United States. Of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando. And you can get us streaming on demand 24/7 over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. I'm talking about our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, who are protecting our great nation while I speak. Hey, listen, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And in case you have a question, you can always email me your questions and do that best over on the website, commando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. All right, every single day, I visit at least 30 different websites to make sure that you and I are both up to date on all things digital. And this is part of the show where I like to focus more on consumer tech, things that you guys and gals are using. And first up of our five things is about 60 million people in America have at least one smart device installed, from talking about thermostats, webcams, doorbells, speakers. And those are really big potential targets for criminals and hackers. So take smart speakers. A cyber stalker's dream come true. Just recently, a woman accessed her ex-boyfriend's Amazon Echo speaker to shout, "Get the whore out," to him and his new girlfriend while the two were in bed. Stay classy. But there are things that you can do. First of all, change all your default logins. Most of them keep as like admin, guest, root. You want to change those. Change all the passwords, obviously. If you do have an ex, do a factory reset on all the smart stuff. And particularly your router, like people forget about that. So your ex may have access to the router by going into the network, and then they have access to just about everything else. So if you have a really crazy ex, make sure you just replace the router. Okay, I know you can factory reset it, but just be on the safe side. Number two on our list is number two, bada bing, jump the line. In about 48 hours, over 1 million people signed up to use Bing AI with ChatGPT. But what if you want to jump the line? How do you do this? And because maybe you're on the waiting list. Well, first you have to head over to this address, bing.com/new. You have to do a whole bunch of things. You have to make Microsoft Edge your browser. Then you have to make Bing your default search engine. I mean, you don't want to be using Google anymore. Then you have to make MSN your default homepage. And lastly, you have to pin Bing.com to your taskbar. You have to do all of that to jump the line. There's actually a little bit more, but you get the point. In case you want to get started, the address is bing.com/new. In case you want to try ChatGPT, that is totally integrated with Bing and might even give Google a run for its money. And, you know, I mean, think about this. Bing could have totally crushed Google instead of Bing if they called it Bang. I mean, just like we use Google as a word, like I Googled whoever, you could say like I banged whoever. I mean, would have gotten a lot of attention. Number three on our list, Tile thinks it has a $1 million idea. So if you use an AirTag or Tile to find your missing stuff, I'm talking about your keys, your remotes, your wallets, and more, it's really handy, but the creeps are using it for stalking. So Tile is one of the biggest Bluetooth tracking device companies out there, and they think, well, we have a solution to stop the stalking. So we're going to make your Tile tracker only visible to you through its new anti-theft mode. What? Yes. Tile's own in-app feature makes it impossible for anyone to scan nearby tiles, so it's not really invisible. But now with this new anti-theft mode, you have to jump through some hoops. You got to provide an ID to verify your identity. You know, we have to allow Tile to share data with law enforcement. And there's a big one. You have to agree to pay a $1 million fine if you're convicted of stalking using Tile devices. That's right. If you stalk, you're going to pay a $1 million fine. I mean, let's be real. If only one person know where the Tile's located, doesn't that make it easier to stalk? Just saying. And does anyone really think that some wacko stalker is going to not use a Tile tracker because of the potential of a $1 million fine? I sure don't. Number four on our list of five things is YouTube is going full parental. The average American kid spends 61 minutes a day on YouTube, and they spend 100 minutes a day, by the way, on TikTok. These kids, we got to send them outside for a while. But if you're a parent and you're worried about the kids spending too much time on the YouTube app, now you can finally set a limit. Here's what you do. You open up the app, you go to the kid's profile and tap on the timer icon, and then you set the time for a specific amount of time or a certain time of day. And then to make sure that your kids can't change any of these settings, you have to set up a passcode. But remember, your kiddos are super smart. So set a reminder, double check all those security settings every 2 weeks, because I'm totally sure they're going to find a way around all these parental controls at YouTube. And last, this at number five, get a dog or just borrow one for a few hours if you're looking for love online. Because a dog in your dating profile is going to boost your chances of finding love. A new study just came out that says dogs could be your best wingman when it comes to online dating. According to a poll of 1,000 adults, two-thirds of folks say they're more likely to match with someone whose dating profile includes a picture of a dog. 6 in 10 believe that owning a dog is a good sign that someone's ready to settle down. And it's not just that. People also think that dog owners are more social, they're more active, they're more caring. So not only will having a dog in your pics help you find love, it also says, I just might be a well-rounded person. Other things you want to do, don't post topless pics all over the place. You want to check your spelling and grammar. That's a big one. And finally, this is really interesting. If you really want to show off, you want to showcase your Apple devices. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Having Apple devices will get you up to 76% more matches. Wow. Isn't that nutso? Hey, speaking of, what did the mushroom put in his bio at Tinder? What did the mushroom put in his bio at Tinder? Anyone? I'm a fun guy. Okay. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about how you can unsend an email. Yeah, we've all done that. Hit send, go, ooh, yikes, what happened? We have our money tip. Used phones are in demand. We have the best models to buy for any budget. And then later on, private mode. Is it 100% private? Spoiler, it's not. And of course, we have all of your phone calls, and you have me, Kim Command.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey, if you haven't already, make sure that you get our free tips. Head over to commando.com/get-free-tips and join over 400,000 people who get our free tips every single day. And it's 100% free, by the way. It is. There's no catch. and you can unsubscribe at any time, but I think you're really going to love it. It's commando.com/get-free-tips. All right, how about we start with Jill in Phoenix, Arizona?
Hi. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just really appreciate it. I'm so glad I found you.
Me too. So how can I help you out?
Well, for the last 2 years, my phone has been cloned and hacked. I've had 8 phones. I've had 7 phone numbers. I've changed all passwords. And of course, every time I change my phones, and I've done the right thing there, but they find me and they're local because they steal from me. I sell on a third party app and they come in and steal these things that I'm selling. It's a big problem. I have spoken with the cops and they can only do so much. They can't do a lot when it comes to, of course, my phone. But I'm in a bad way, and they've just hijacked my phone. They take over, and they do what they want to do. And I don't know what to do.
So, number one, how do you know that your phone is cloned? And then I want to hear more about how you're selling stuff online and they're stealing that stuff from you. So let's start with the phone being cloned. What makes you think that your phone is cloned?
Well, because I see other people's phone lists on my phone, phone calls on my phone, on my phone bill, and it's a certain person that I know that knows a lot of information that they shouldn't know. They could only know if they were listening in on my phone or watching my text. So that's one reason.
Now, do you think it's a certain person? Do you have any idea who this person is and why they would be doing this?
I have a 90% sure, and that they started it. Now, I don't know at this point if they're still that involved or not. But yes, it was relative and very jealous and envious and of how my life used to be. They've ruined my life now, so it's just, it's sad. But I think that's where it started. And
so it was somebody who, it's a relative who is malicious in intent.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And then how do you think they're getting into your phones time and time again? I mean, 7 phones, that's a long time.
Yeah. Well, this last one, time and time again, she had access to my phone. That's why we were living together. And she had access to my phone. And
right.
I was very naive. And and now, of course, this last phone was stolen. She stole it from me. And then I didn't get it back for a couple of months. And when I did, I had paid, $600. And I couldn't return it. It was too late to return it. So, and it looked all packaged up, right? It looked good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they put something in there, because they had it for 2 months. So they did something to it. So I've got to get a new phone someday, but I just can't afford to get a new brand new phone. I don't want to buy a used one because I don't want to go through this again. So,
All right. So,
yeah.
Okay. So where are you at today in all this?
Well, I'm fighting. I sell on OfferUp,
mm-hmm.
and I sell, and I love doing it. It's just fun for me. It's my pleasure. It's what I want to do because I just love doing it. And
sure.
They come in and they come into my house. Well, first of all, they came into my storage units. I had 3 of them. They came into 2 of them, stole a bunch of stuff, a lot of stuff, and thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And there were cameras and everything. They didn't use my key and they didn't use the code. So the cops, by the time that the security place didn't believe me because they said, no, they're not getting in here without a code or a key. And I said, they are. I swear they are.
Jill, was there anything on the security cameras?
No. And that's the whole thing. I don't understand them because I know they were there because this stuff was gone. And that just blows my mind because unless they didn't really check, I imagine they did when they were at work, but I imagine that this person came in after hours,
Okay.
Which the camera should be doing.
Okay. Let's talk about how we can make everything stop, okay? In the best way that we can. Okay. Number one, I want you to, now is this, where you're living now, Is it the same place where you lived with this person before?
No, I've moved. I'm in my own place now. But they come in here.
Did you take the router with you, or is this a whole new router at your house?
It's a whole new router.
Okay. Make sure that you have changed the password on that router, because they all come with default passwords. Let me tell you, Joe, you can go online. You can find any password that you want. With your phone, I want you to do a whole factory reset. Whatever security questions you've set up, two-factor authentication, I want you to go through all of that. Make sure you have new unique passwords.
Okay.
Change your OfferUp account. Change all that information if you want.
Yeah.
I would even recommend that you get a whole new email address. And so what I want you to do is anything that you can change that this person might know, I want you to change it. That's the bottom line here. Now, as far as in your storage locker, I would install some security cameras right inside there, motion-detected security cameras. And and some work by electric, some work are solar. Solar's not going to work on this side. Some work on battery, rather. And so if you can't plug one in, and I'll give you some links to some security cameras, but, you're going to look at, probably at least a lesser expensive than, say, a Google brand or something like that, because it sounds like money's tight. And so this way, when something does happen in that storage unit, that you will get an automatic notification, okay? The other thing I want you to do is I want you to start documenting things that are happening to you. Start making a notebook. Or put a note on your phone. I mentioned notebook because sometimes it's easier just to have a composition pad and you just make notes in it instead of having to open an app and then open something up. So I want you to start just keeping track of the date and time when you start seeing these things happen and to see if there's some sort of pattern, something that will say this is always happening at this particular time of day. But the bottom line here is that number one, I'm sorry that you're having to go through all this, but I also want you to make sure that you're smart about it and just make sure that you do change every password, any security question, anything that you have along the way. And if you need any other help, Jill, I am here for you. Just give me a call right back. All right, let's talk about how to unsend an email. Did you ever send an email that you just wanted to take back? Well, first, if you use Gmail, the feature is called Undo Send. And the next time you send an email in Gmail, I want you to look for the undo link in the bottom left corner when you send the message. Now, the default is 5 seconds, but don't worry, you can change that up to 30 seconds under general settings. Now, for Microsoft listeners, you can unsend an email, but Microsoft never makes anything easy. So if you use Outlook on the web, you can, but the desktop version, you can't, okay? But you have 30 seconds to take an email back. Hey, our Commanding the Tech trivia is coming up. You don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
That's right, it's Commanding the Tech World Trivia, because we've all seen how the world has changed because of tech. But maybe you don't know the backstory, the things that are going round and round in this digital world. So in playing Commanding the Tech World Trivia, you need to really think. I mean, really think. And our special guest contestant and victim joining us this week for a most valuable prize ever. Yes, it's the Kim Komando Show Fanny Pack. The official fanny pack is Casey from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi there, Casey.
Hi, Kim. I wanted to tell you how much we appreciate your help. And I've been a listener and received your newsletters for, I would say, 15 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
I really appreciate the early warning about data breaches. Sometimes we never even see those on the broadcast news, but Komando has announced them to us.
That's right. You know what? And thank you for that, because we work really hard. It's nice to know that all of our work is appreciated. That's so sweet of you, Casey. This week about our trivia, have you ever used the service Instacart?
Yes.
Okay. Don't you love it? I use it all the time. Have you ever wondered how it got started?
Yes.
Okay. So our trivia this week is all about Instacart and how it got started. And I'm going to give you some clues and then I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. The idea for Instacart was conceived by a guy by the name of Apurva Mehta And he worked as a supply chain engineer at Amazon. And he was so frustrated by the fact that he had to go to the grocery store all the time. And he began to think about the possibility of a grocery delivery service, but if you could get your groceries the same day or maybe in just a few hours. So back in 2012, he quit his job at Amazon. He moved to San Francisco to start Instacart. That was the first city. He initially funded this company, his ideas, by using his own savings account and then getting into credit card debt. Wow, that's a lot of chutzpah right there, right? So my question for you is, who was the first Instacart shopper and delivery person when he launched his company? There's only three choices. Was it A, Meta's mother, because she would basically do anything for her son, of course? Was it B, a friend of his who is now the company's CTO? Or was it Meta himself? So who was the first Instacart shopper and delivery person? Was it his mom, a friend, or did he actually do it? Now, remember, this is all for the Kim Komando Show official fanny pack. Are you ready? So Casey, which one do you guess?
I'm guessing it was himself.
And why would you say that?
Because that was how he got the idea to start it, was his frustration of having to go to the time.
That's okay. Well, let's go to the judges. Let's hear what the judges have to say. You got it, Casey. You did it. That's right. He would receive the orders from the customers. He would shop for their groceries at the local stores, and then he would hand deliver these orders to customers' homes. And then, of course, he had to hire more shoppers. And right now, since 2012, that's when he started, he's in over 5,500 cities. He has partnerships with 600 retailers. They raised $2 billion in funding. And Instacart is now valued at $39 billion. Wow. Isn't that
something?
What a
good idea.
Right? Exactly. So let me ask you another question. Why must the grocery store workers let customers decide if they want paper or plastic bags? You know why? You have any idea? Okay, I'll tell you. Because baggers can't be choosers. Ooh, that's a bad one. Sorry about that. All right. So you have a question for me or two, and how can I help you out?
Well, we get maybe 8 or 10 scam likely calls every day. And last Thursday, we got 20 of them. And
oh, my gosh.
And we use an iPhone, and we already have the silence unknown callers feature turned on. And I never answer calls from anybody who's not in my contact list, because I learned that from you. And I'm really careful not to ever hit that recall, redial button on those calls. But I read on your site that T-Mobile has not just scam silence, but scam block that you can activate. But we use consumer cellular, and even though they run on T-Mobile, we don't have that sophistication available to us. So we're really worried about, first of all, are all these calls, were they random dialed or robocalled, or does someone actually have our data and information already? And can they get more of it from the phone?
Well, it's the silence unknown callers for everybody. Maybe they're not familiar with what we're talking about, Casey, is that when you receive a call from a number that is not in your contact list, not in your recent call list or any Siri suggestions, maybe there was an email, phone number, an email that had a phone number and that'd be a Siri suggestion, then these silence unknown callers will prevent your iPhone from ringing or even vibrating. Now, The deal is that, unfortunately, you don't have that with consumer cellular. My first thing is number one, maybe you might be able to switch to T-Mobile or even AT&T Verizon. But of course, we love T-Mobile here. They're official sponsor of our show because they really do have a great job at Scam Shield. And they have these plans now that it's $27.50 a line for unlimited. And you may find that consumer cellular, even though they're running on T-Mobile lines, that they may not be the cheapest anymore because there's been huge competition between all the different carriers. Now, if you don't answer the call, you don't provide any personal information, then all your phone and all your data is safe. Now, if you don't want to switch from consumer cellular, there are some apps that will do the call blocking for you, and they will identify the spam calls, the robocalls, and the telemarketers. They have names like Nomo Robo, True Caller is another really popular one, and Hiya is the third one I like to tell people about. There's always a free plan, but you know, Casey, there's always an upsell somewhere. So you may find that it's maybe cheaper for you to get a new carrier instead of getting one of these free apps that's going to try to upsell you something along the other side, that it has the scam shield built in. So does that answer your question?
Yes. So it was Nomo Rebo, Nomo Robo, Hiya.
Yes.
And what was the third one?
True Caller. And we'll send you a list of these two. And we also have this information on the website. And, you know, it is annoying. Just one more thing I want to leave you with, because it is concerning to me that you're getting so many of these calls, right? I know that maybe you did this a long time ago. Just make sure that your phone number is on the Do Not Call list, and that's donotcall.gov. And I know even though you have your number on the list, you're still going to get robocalls. But the other thing, too, is I want to make sure that you are opting out as many of these public databases that you can do. Every Tuesday on commando.com, we have something called Opt Out Tuesday. And it's just that, Casey, is we find a people search site that may have your cell phone number listed, and therefore that's how you're getting calls. And a lot of these are just done by, they try, you know, 555-1212, and then the robo will go 555/1213-1415. So it's, you know, so it could just be this random thing. But it's always a good idea to get all your personal information out of these databases. And if you head over to commando.com/opt-out, we have all these tips and the ways to opt out of these public data people search databases. Right now, I think we're at 31. So it's a big list. And so if you haven't already checked out Opt Out Tuesday, I would encourage you to do that. And again, Casey, thank you for your call. And thank you for your kind words about all the work that we do here on the show and the site and also in our newsletter. Have you ever wondered if the Do Not Call registry is really working? Okay, here's the spoiler. It's not. U.S. consumer received over 50.3 billion robocalls in 2022, slightly less than the 50.5 billion in 2021. Wow, that's a lot of robocalls. Yes, my car warranty. All right, in our money tip, used phones are demand, and we put together a list of the best models to buy at any budget. So, like, for example, let's say you only have $100, but you want a really good used phone, an Apple iPhone SE, your second generation, a Google Pixel 4a 5G. Now, what if you got $300 to $500? Well, then you're going to look at an iPhone 11 Pro or a Galaxy S21. So what about $500? Well, more, we've got an iPhone 12 Pro, a Galaxy S22. Now, keep in mind, if you're buying that Galaxy S22, make sure the pen's included, because if it's not, have the seller knock off a few bucks. And then we've got the models of phones that you should only be looking at, and they're compatible with iOS 16 and Android 13. Now, to see this whole list and get those recommendations once more, because I know I blew through them very, very quickly, head over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls as well as later on. Private mode, is it 100% private? I know the answer and you will too here on the Kim Commando Show.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
All right, if you're not already getting our daily tech update as a podcast, please do go check it out wherever you get your podcast. Search for Commando with a K. And again, you want to get our daily tech update. It's 60 seconds every single day, a top news story, and also a great life hack. All right, back to the phones we go with Rick in Seattle, Washington.
Hello, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
So, where we live out on our development here, we've always had cable internet service. Here recently, T-Mobile, one of your sponsors, has started offering 5G cellular service. So, I've been giving that a try, and it's working out really great. I really love it. But I got to thinking that for security reasons, from the 5G router to the tower, is there something that can happen in between there? I mean, can somebody take a big data net and grab my data and look at it? Or is there any additional security measures I might need to take because of that? Or I'm just curious about that.
I understand because, you know, for you have a wired cable connection. You're like, okay, this must be really safe because it's not subject to RF interference or any of that interception that you talked about. And you can easily encrypt a wired connection. But let's talk about 5G for just a second. It was really designed from the ground up to have really great security features. So it already has things built in against eavesdropping and against attacks and any type of tampering. And it uses end-to-end encryption to protect all your data. And then there's also some stronger authentication protocols to prevent any unauthorized access. But it does have some security challenges. I mean, there is the chance that we would have what we call the denial of service attack. I mean, maybe somebody could get in the middle of all that. But, you know, there's also problems with wired cable connections, too. I mean, they're not 100% secure either. But I think 5G wireless is secure. But the thing is to make sure that you are also being secure on your end. And what does that mean? That you have some good security software. You have a router and then you're updating the router. And so it's not like sometimes like they say, oh, there's an update to this. Just make sure that you hit the router once in a while or the access points to make sure that everything is there. If you're doing something that's, you know, say really confidential, secure, make sure that you're using a VPN. So this way it'll make that encryption happen. If you are using a regular email service, you might want to look at using an encrypted email service, and that would be Gmail and Outlook. And then, of course, there's paid services like ProtonMail. So, but it's a really good question. What I'd like to do, Rick, is to actually give you a list of all this stuff in one of our free tips. And so this way we can help everybody out and give you a kind of a checklist to go through. And if you don't already get our tips, make sure that you sign up right now at commando.com/get-free-tips. That's commando.com/get-free-tips. And Rick, we'll probably put that out over the next week or so. And thank you for your call.
That's such a great question. All right, Kirk in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Hi, Kim. I have a salvage yard where we sell used parts. And it's about 5 or 6 acres, and they are literally stealing my parts, especially my catalytic converters, nightly basis.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I had a catalytic converter stolen from my truck. So I was so mad at that. So crazy. I mean, it was only there for, I think, 30 minutes, and I lost a catalytic converter. So what we're going to be talking about are putting up some security cameras. So it's a pretty big piece of land. So there's probably, I would guess, not electrical service all throughout it.
That is correct.
Okay. So we're going to start looking at solar powered cameras. There's a company called RioLink, and they have solar powered security camera systems, and it has a built-in solar panel. And rechargeable battery. It has 1080p HD camera, pan tilt zoom, all that other stuff, night vision. It also has two-way radio. So this would be so cool, Kirk, is that if somebody is actually stealing something, you'd be like, hey, get off my property. I'm calling the cops right now. And they're about $150 each. I don't know how many that you're going to need to install to actually cover the entire salvage yard. But if you're interested, too, if you have a Ring camera, a Ring doorbell or anything like that, is that there's also a solar stick-up cam from Ring. It's about $100. But this RioLink is actually pretty darn sweet. There's also another brand called DZ's that we have installed on a construction site. And John, one of our technical geniuses here at the Kim Commando Show, set it all up. And let me tell you, that system works super sweet. So I guess instead of RioLink, I would look at the brand that we installed on the construction site. And how about we send you a link to both of these and you can decide. The system that we installed on our construction site is called DZ's. Not like disease, like D and then Z-E-E-S. And that's DZ's. And it's been working flawlessly for me. And so I really think that that's something that you might want to take a look at instead of the RioLink, because this way you can have various cameras in different places. And these are actually powered by USB. And so you just take them down and you charge them up and then you can put them back up. So either way, if you want solar power, look at RealLink. The other one, look at disease. And again, we'll send you the link to both. And thank you for your call today, Kirk. Once again, that's DZs. That's D-Z-E-E-S, DZs, solar security cameras, wireless outdoor. They're battery powered, has a 360-degree PTZ camera, spotlight, siren, all kinds of great stuff. And they're like $90. You can find them on Amazon. In Google Chrome, it's called incognito mode. Firefox and Safari call it private browsing. Edge, it's called private. But here's how it works. When you're in private browsing mode, it doesn't save your history, your cookies, or your form data. What you look at in your system is wiped out when you close the browser. Okay, that keeps your autofill suggestions clean, and any websites that you visited, they just go into the intergalactic big bucket. But don't think forever that nobody's gonna see this data. Your ISP still sees everything, and even Google still has access to anything you do in these so-called private modes. Hey, do me a favor, tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast, because everybody needs more tech smarts, and knowledge is, of course, power. And you can find me 24/7 over on the website. That's komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.